And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. This past weekend was Second Saturday Art Walk in downtown Lafayette, and a new exhibit opened in the main gallery of the Acadiana Center for the Arts called On Off the Wall. It features the work of over 18 artists, including Robert Rauschenberg, as well as local artists, Mary Morgan, Rick Begno has pieces in there, and many others. That exhibit will be up in the main gallery for the next couple months. At the Vermilionville Performance Center tomorrow evening, the Center for Louisiana Studies presents one of its backyard series presentations called Healing Tradition of South Louisiana. It's free and open to everyone. The doors open at 6 and the program begins at 6:30. And continuing at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, their new residency program that this month features Jaren Schecksnyder, and you can see her play Stars Like People August 13th through the 15th. So that will run Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. That's tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday at the ACA. Stars Like People is set all over the ACA. It's a movable production, so they are limited in the number of people who can view it. If you'd like to attend, you should call the ACA or go to their website to reserve a ticket for Jaren Schecksnyder's play, Stars Like People. On the 15th, it's the National Day of the Acadians. That's this Thursday, and there are lots of activities taking place to celebrate that. At the Acadian Memorial and Museum in St. Martinville, all day on Thursday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., there will be celebrations and programs going on there. And in Erath, there will be a special honoring for the Day of the Acadians of Darryl Bourque. He is being inducted into the Acadian Museum into the Order of Living Legends, and that will be at the Acadian Memorial at 4 o'clock. For more information, you can contact the Acadian Museum. And there will be a poetry reading on Thursday in Grand-Coteau. The literary reading series there has moved to the Thinstead Center in Grand-Coteau. Patrice Melnick is conducting that literary series. And this Thursday, on the 15th, readings will be given by Carol Rice. She will be reading poetry from a chapbook called Fishing in Louisiana. And Craig Collette, who writes lyrics, will be reading some of his poetry and also sharing some of his lyrics. That's this Thursday from 7 until 9 in Grand-Coteau at the Thinstead Center. Continuing in Opelousas, at the Opelousas Little Theater is the Broadway musical Hairspray. It will run the 15th through the 18th, so Thursday through Sunday. Tickets are available by calling the Opelousas Little Theater or going to their website. And opening this week, two plays put on by Acting Unlimited Incorporated, the musical Urinetown that will be at Burke Hall Theater, and She Kills Monsters, which will be at Theater 810. We'll be speaking with some actors from those two plays tomorrow, or on Wednesday, about Urinetown and She Kills Monsters, summer productions by Acting Unlimited Incorporated. You can find out more information by going to their website or to their Facebook page. And opening this week, the Tea Sippers performance of Shakespeare's The Tragedy of Romeo and Juliet. It's a little bit changed, and we'll be speaking with the director, Andrew Vincent, this week about the Tea Sippers production of The Tragedy of Romeo and Juliet. That will be at Theater 810, August 15th through the 18th. And the Acadiana Breastfeeding Coalition will have a special day this Saturday, August 17th, at the Lafayette South Regional Library Branch. There will be some performances. There will be information and some activities. It starts at 10 o'clock at the Lafayette South Regional Library Branch. In Lake Charles this Saturday, the annual Arts and Crabs Fest will take place. It is a benefit for the Arts Council services and programs in Calcasieu Parish. And the Lafayette Film, TV, and Music Meetup Group will be meeting next Tuesday, August 20th, at the South Regional Library in Lafayette. The featured speaker will be Jackie Lyle, who will be talking about a dance group coming to the area. It's free and open to everyone. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You You can also find out more about our programs there. You can podcast many of our locally produced programs. Just search for a program, for example, Big Band Swings. You can listen to archived programs there at our site or download it for listening to later on. And you can always support KRVS very securely and easily at our site. Just click on the support button and find out more about how to make your donation easily. You can find out more about car donations as well at that site. That's all at KRVS.org. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And at 7 o'clock, we begin our evening of opera until around 11 o'clock, at which time you can hear Japan Jukebox. In just a moment, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.